Hey, this is Derek from the podcast Lights, Camera, Blackchin. I want to tell you guys up front that we changed the format of the show. It seems to be a lot better than the past shows, or maybe it isn't. I guess it's your opinion. It doesn't really matter. On today's show, we're doing the movie A Fish That Saved Pittsburgh with Pittsburgh comedian, very funny guy, Tyler Wade Kendrick. Please enjoy the show and stay tuned. Take care. Bye.
This is Patrick Stewart, and you're listening to the blackest show in the world, Lights, Camera, Blackchin. Grab your cocoa butter and Afro picks and enjoy the show.
Welcome to Lights, Camera, Blackchin. I'm your host, Derek. With me is Brittany.
Hello.
Say hi, Brittany.
Hi.
On today's show, we find out when a... What do you call it? An astrologist?
Yes.
Helps a Pittsburgh basketball team. Was that good? That's my, like, announcer voice.
It's very good.
Thanks.
Are we doing newscaster voices?
Well, I've been listening to our show, and I'm very low energy, so I'm picking it up very low. I don't know if you know what it's like to edit yourself when you sound like you're going to sleep. It's awful. So on today's show, we are covering The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. Came out in 1979, and we have a very hilarious guest. Give it up for Tyler. Tyler, what's your last name?
My last name is Shaquille O'Neal. So Tyler Shaquille O'Neal. It's Tyler Ray Kendrick. Thank you very much for having me. First time guest. Long time friend and listener.
All right, we appreciate that. You know, it's weird. I don't know any of my friends' like last name. Like, I know people's jokes better, but like better than their names.
That's fair. You know, I would prefer that actually.
Yeah.
Number one, because that makes me feel good that you remember something that I created. And number two, if I like stole something of yours, you're like, his name's Tyler. Blanking on a last name here.
Yeah, for a while people were confusing us together because we're black and have glasses and beards.
Bizarre. you look black, nothing alike.
No, nope. Black comic, right? You do that joke about the devil bowling or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
hey, you look like Diet Drake. It's good for you to be on the show. This is great. I think it's going to be a good show. Brittany,
yes.
Let's just start off. What did you think of the movie? Just flat out.
It was a good movie. I think it's like a kid's. I think it's like a kid's movie, but I don't at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's like a kid's movie in the 80s, which is exactly pretty much what it is. And it's a good movie.
Yeah.
And I realize I've said a lot, and I haven't said anything at all about the movie.
Well, I won't lie. Okay, go ahead.
I read the plot before I watched it, and it took me an embarrassing long time to figure out what a water boy was, because I thought it had something to do with astrology.
Like, what?
I was like, because it's called The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I get it.
And so I was like, what is a water boy and an astrologist going to do with the Pisces? Like,
okay, I get it. It's confusing.
It was so confusing, but it's a good movie. It's like a cute basketball movie.
See, I like the movie a lot.
Yeah,
it's a good movie. Yeah, it is.
This
especially out of the movies we've been watching.
It's a pretty good movie. And I'm gonna tell you why Tyler? This movie sucks.
Well, okay, Tyler. I take off the bat.
Because number one, the basketball. Sucks. Like
it does.
The basketball is terrible.
It is terrible. There's a lot of traveling.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Number one, Mr. Set Shot McGee or whatever the hell his name is. One game takes like five straight charges.
Yes.
And then I guess because the team fouls have racked up, he now gets to shoot free throws, which is not true.
No.
Because offensive fouls are turnovers. And I don't have a rule book from 1979, but I'm pretty sure that's been the standard.
I don't know, man.
Like, I think
there's no three-pointer. The court seemed a lot shorter also.
It was really dark in there.
Yeah.
In the arena. Yeah.
It was like a Harlem Globetrotters. It's like if somebody watched the Harlem Globetrotters and were like, oh, this is how basketball is played, correct? Okay, let's go with that. Never watched a basketball game.
I liked how the movie was shot. I was really, you know, mm-hmm. it is like old, you know, old basketball, but, you know, I can see how they were good.
The cinematography, I think, is really good. I think the way they cut scenes and all that kind of stuff is great. And the actors are fantastic. But I do agree with Tyler. The basketball is trash.
Yeah.
Okay. Brittany, can you give us like a 2-sentence summary of the movie?
Yes, I can actually, because basically this movie is about the hardest working child who is trying to save the basketball team. That sucks. That I'm pretty sure is a euphemism for the current Pittsburgh Pirates. They're called the Pittsburgh Pythons, and they suck at basketball. And so they're like, we just need to get everyone on the same Zodiac wavelength and then we'll be good. And he was right.
Yeah.
And he didn't get paid, did he? Yeah. I don't think he did. So it's child labor laws just out the wazoo. But
okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the movie. Tyler, did you guess the ending? Like before you saw the movie?
Yes. Mainly okay. Because I was like, oh, there's a kid involved. It's going to play out exactly the way it should.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like every time there's a kid involved in the first, it's like Chekhov's gun, but for kids. The way you want the movie to turn out, if there's a kid involved in the first act, it's going to turn out the exact same way that you think it's going to.
Oh, yeah.
See, I thought, okay, they're going to win and then they're going to play a team, but the team they need to be is like all Aries or something like that.
Yeah. Yes.
But
that's fair.
Yeah.
I was like, I for one felt very underrepresented in this movie because I am a Pisces and
oh, really?
None of these people on this team are like me whatsoever.
I don't know, man.
Not even the twins, but there's two of them.
What's his face? Who's the magician dude? Oh, Bullet.
Bullet. Yo, yeah. Bullet is the best character.
He is pretty cool. Because, like, the girls are simping for him. He's kind of going on.
Oh, yeah. I wrote a note about Bullet. And I, what did it say? Here we go. It's like, Bullet, you charmer. Because they were like.
I like how you searched
charmer.
I like that.
Okay. Bullet, you charmer. I feel like Bullet is the only magician that could steal your girl.
100%. All right, so let's go down. So it's obviously a basketball team, and we're just going to go down, and I'm going to name the players. First, we have Bullet Baines. How would you describe him? Like a magician?
Magician and one mixtape globetrotter.
Yes.
You know, if the movie were around today, I would wish he would be like imaginary. Like no one saw him on the court but that little boy.
That would have been great.
Would have been a good movie.
You mean James Bond the third?
Thank you.
Yeah, would
have. Who are the first and the second?
First off, his parent, his whatever grandfather. Yo, honestly, the kid can act very well. Like he acts really well for like a 1980s like kid movie.
I agree.
He's carrying the whole team on his back. He has to.
Right? He acted circles around Dr. J.
Yeah. All right, so let's go down. We got Malik Jamal Truth. He is a basketball player who is a sheik, I want to say.
Muslim?
I guess.
I was very confused about what it was he was supposed to represent because I think they mixed a lot of things together.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Like the scene when they introduced them, which is one of the best scenes in the movie. They introduced all the basketball players.
The director was just like, eh. He's some sort of sand nigga, so just put him out there.
It was like Malik Jamal. He's like, that's not my name. That's like a slave name.
Yeah. Oh, maybe he's like a black
Israelite.
I don't think a black I don't think he's a black Hebrew. I don't think mm-hmm. that's I'm trying to think who the other the Brotherhood. Is he in the Brotherhood? Maybe.
I don't know.
I feel like they would have said that though.
Right?
Okay.
Some sort of Hotep.
Fun fact about that guy is he plays Shonuf in the Last Dragon movie. You guys seen that movie?
I have not seen
it.
I've heard of it.
Wow. Okay. So it's like we're seeing that next time.
Tune in next month.
That's okay. And then we got Seth Shot Buford. He is the white guy on the team.
Is he has his own truck with his own gimmick on the side of it and a hoop on the back?
100%. I thought his character was a little racist. Not him being racist, just the stereotype of white people who play basketball. They just shoot and they don't really move.
Yeah.
Also, they called him short. He was like, what, like 5'8", maybe?
They really did make fun of this, like him. And I was like, he's not that short, though.
Yeah.
It he was seemed like, pretty tall.
Okay. White dude can ball. Like,
yeah.
So what? He's short. He can ball.
It's true. True. Okay. We got Driftwood, which I don't know what about him. Driftwood is a tall.
With the headphones.
I guess he's a hippie, like a white guy.
Yeah.
I don't really know if he's a hippie because he didn't dodge the he dodged the NBA draft and not the.
Oh yeah, you know I was protesting the draft.
You mean you ran out on a war?
Oh no, man! I went to war. I ran away from the basketball draft. Those guys are animals.
He's a veteran, yeah,
not
I guess.
Not the war draft. Yeah, you know, I like this. This is the scene from they introduced the movie. Introduced the players. Which is great. I mean, everyone gets a little tiny joke.
Yep.
But yeah, he was just a weird giant. Oh, and we got the Ray twins. Any thoughts on that one?
They basically made them share a brain.
Yeah, right?
They kind of looked weird, but I don't know what it was.
Twins. Here's a joke that they missed.
Oh, yeah.
One of them should have fouled out, went to the locker room, switched uniforms, and then came in to take the place of the other one.
True.
But they couldn't because separately they're just an average player.
That's such shame.
And when they're both in, you're one great player. That's, you know, they were supposed to be a compliment, but that was really mean.
You know what? I know what made them look weird. I figured it out.
What?
Their haircut. It's like, okay, so they don't have a fade. They have like a weird mullet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. Because I don't think their hair was supposed to be cut like that. I think they were supposed to, because it's like they were like, you need to keep the same amount of hair in the back to balance out the front. Like they wanted them to have perfectly symmetrical side profiles.
Yeah, and they didn't have any texture to it.
No.
No.
It's like it's painted on and glued. Like, I don't know.
Then we have the problematic player. We got Winston Running Hawk.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
He was up in that movie.
Yep, he sure was.
He can ball. I don't know if he's actually Native American, but there were a lot of Native American slander and jokes.
Let's see. I'm looking him up now.
Yeah, his name is his real name is Branscombe Richmond.
Branscombe Richmond, but they give like four different names for him in his Wikipedia.
Really?
It's like he's sometimes credited in films as Richmond Branscombe, Ranscombe Richmond, Ranhome Quickman, or Branscombe Richmond.
Wait, Ranhome?
Yeah, he got into porn.
They like do not care about this man at all. It is horrible. How you gonna give him Ranhome Quickman or Ranscombe Richmond? No D on the end.
Okay.
How's brother got an adjective for a name?
So
you get to choose your stage name.
Did he do anything else? Oh, he's still alive.
He did a whole bunch of stuff. He's in a lot of stuff. He's in Donovan's Reef, 2 Minute Warning, the Kentucky Fried Movie, Star Trek. Cannonball, Run 2, Commando, Never Too Young to Die. He's in so much stuff. Action Jackson. The new adventures of Pippi Longstocking.
Oh, he's still he's in the Finding Ohana.
Yeah, he's like in 2021 movies. Okay. Is he it looks based, well, if I don't know. I'm just assuming because he's in movies.
That he may be a Native American?
Or Pacific Islander.
True.
Because he, okay, I'm not going to lie, he plays a lot of characters, like the one he played, it seems like, because, like, there's one, and his credit is Big Indian. That is racist.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is literally the role. That is racist.
Yeah.
And he played a Korean soldier in another movie.
Oh, come on.
I mean,
is he half Korean?
I have no idea. I mean, it's not, I guess it's not my business, but at the same time.
I think he's happy. Oh, and we have the Reverend Grady Jackson.
Which, when they introduced him, I was like, how would this even happen? Like, he was mixing up words that don't go together.
I was thrown because whenever they introduce his character, he's doing like Sunday service. And I was like, oh, okay. All the black people in Pittsburgh are at this one church, mm-hmm. obviously.
What church was it?
That was the one in the hill.
Oh, okay. But the thing about it, though, is, like, he kept mixing up words, but one of them was, like, free throw, and it did not rhyme with the word that he accidentally said.
When he was preaching.
Yeah, and I was like, that don't even make sense. Like, you just wanted to put this joke in there. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't know why they forgot to introduce him, too. But, no, he's great. He's he would do a thing where he would pass and then pray, put his hands together.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And this man sweats like crazy, too.
Yes.
I mean, I get it, though, because, like, I'd be sweating just walking up the steps. I got you.
Oh, and the last player besides, Dr. J, we got Jack Hammer Washington.
Mm-hmm. Was that the disc jockey?
Oh, that was his gimmick?
Yeah, because he was a rapper.
Yeah, I didn't catch it.
Yeah, he was the disc jockey, and he was saying, like, the next time you hear about me, I'll be on the b-ball court.
Oh, what was his, like, catchphrase? He said something like, damn, I wish
it's hammer time.
No, he said something like,
I'm going to put the hammer down.
If you wise bubbled, what he said, if you wise bubbled eyed put, I have no clue what that means. Never mind. If you wise bubble eyes, put your jive to the side. I am pretty sure I wrote that. I had it right that wrong.
Speaking of jive, I played a drinking game while watching this movie.
Oh, what was it?
I drank every time someone said jive.
Did you die?
I was very drunk by 8:45 p.m. yesterday.
Okay. Which was like 15 minutes into the movie. Yeah,
right. Yo, you should have a drink for every time they just did a random song.
Oh my God.
I have a question about the song.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, okay, when they made the song about Moses, it was like a sensual song, but it was also sung by a man. And I was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right, so we'll just get past this. Moses was played by Dr. J, is it Dr. J?
J.
Yeah, Dr. J. Julius Erving, one of the greatest players of all time. He did a good job. And about about his own theme song, it was a little strange. And he had a scene where he was like being like very sly and smooth going to his car.
Which was the nicest car in Pittsburgh, by the way.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I think I looked it up. So the average basketball player in 1970 earned $35,000, which is $224,000 compared to now.
Wow. That's
really modest.
You know, I also found this thing weird is like when they're playing basketball, like I'm used to hearing like, come on and jam and something like that. And welcome to the jam. Come on and slam. You wanna jam. But they'll like shoot it and they'll be like a real like soulful song. Doesn't really get me in the mood to like watch someone dunk when you're hearing like Gerald LaVert singing. But yeah, man, I liked it. I don't know why Tyler did not.
Like, okay, I have another question.
Okay.
There was like weird, almost nudity in a lot of scenes, and especially for the child, and I was like, why do you need to put this in there?
Yes.
Like that first scene where he just went at the top, and I'm like, you could have had underwear on.
Yeah.
You knew a 14-year-old was sitting disturbingly close to you.
Yes.
There are a lot of things that he should have been arrested for. Okay. I let a 14-year-old drive a pistol.
Right? On just in Bigelow Boulevard.
Yeah, about as dumb as a 14-year-old cruising Pittsburgh in a Rolls Royce.
Nice ass car in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm like, both y'all getting shot in the head first.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how tall he was because Dr. J is so tall, but like he seemed really tiny, right?
So, okay, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
James Bond the Third's little character was in charge of steering, right?
Yes, yes, and, yes. And, I know where you're going.
And Moses was in charge of the gas.
Yes.
And the pedals. Dr. J kept being like, Moses kept saying, all right, slow down. Bruh, you're controlling the pedals.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, wait a minute. First of all, he's steering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I think, you know what happened is I think they shot some of that. And then he was like, oh, he's too short to reach the pedals. We should throw a line in there.
Totally.
I was like trying to figure it out because I think they were, because he was talking about the astrologer or the lady who does astrology.
Oh,
and I think he was telling her to him to slow down in his conversation. But at the same time, I was like, this don't even.
I was like,
not even talking fast.
You got to talk about the astrologist.
Yeah.
Gee, okay.
Yeah.
When Tyrone, that's his name, that's the character's name. James Bond is the character's name.
Yeah.
Tyrone goes to meet her. I thought we were going to have a Different Strokes type episode where Arnold was almost molested at the with his friend Dudley, because that exchange was like really aggressive
for no reason.
He met her like under like a porn theater,
yes,
and it was weird.
Why?
I don't know. By the way,
this is a written movie.
I know where that theater is, and that place is not. The theater's really run down now, but yeah, it was very really pedo like.
But, like, also, she was, like, weird about it when he came in. She's like, I thought you were going to be older. I'm like,
yeah, oh. Right. Also, that is, what's her name from Greece? Rizzo.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fun fact, they tried to get Cher to play that part.
Oh.
Yeah, I think she turned down. I think she would have been good.
She backed out. She like, confirmed. That's so odd to me. Because, like,
all that script with that little boy. She was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay, I have one part I want to talk about. I don't get the romance between Moses and James or Tyrone's sister.
Okay, I kind of do, but like because they're both attractive.
All right.
Yeah, it's only that deep.
That's it. But what are you going to say about it?
Well, here's the thing. There's a time when like she gets mad at Moses and like, it's like, we need to talk. Go in this car. And then they drive, which I assume is in silence. And she goes, you can't get Tyrone to just play these games. You're a child. And then he parks the car and he goes, get out of the car. I want to show you something. And then he just plays basketball.
Tyrone is not going to get paid $1 million a year to run around in his underwear. The only way he is going to college is on a scholarship for good grades. And he's not even going to get that if he's patterned himself after some overgrown adolescent who can only count in twos.
What's wrong with twos? Noah believed in twos. With me.
I have been in lots of fights with my girlfriend over the years, and if I were to drive to a basketball court and be like, hey, check this out, I don't think we should be together.
What if you were fighting with your significant other about, I don't know, fantasy football, and because her little brother is being so influenced by you playing fantasy football. And then what you do, you drive her across town to a fantasy football draft and be like, watch this. My first pick is Julio Jones. Okay.
Oh my God. I just didn't like, it was amazing, sure, but like I didn't get the whole romance of it.
I mean, that's fair.
What do you guys think of just attractiveness? What do you guys think of Moses, Dr. J, as an actor?
Smooth brother. He was smooth for the times.
Yeah.
I liked his line early in the movie in the locker room. He's like, "I ain't jiving nobody."
Yeah, he's an attractive dude. Yeah, he's definitely a really decent actor compared to the NBA. I mean, this is kind of like a current movie since Space Jam 2 is coming out in a couple of weeks or days.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. But yeah, I think he did good. There's another basketball player. Weren't they on the same team? It was Kareem, right?
Kareem and Bill DeMar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who was the guy on the team who wanted to get traded?
I don't remember his name, but he was aggressive with it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That coach lost the locker room because that dude was too mad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
That dude was so mad. He, stuffed him in that.
Oh, yeah. I don't get – you know what? I like the new coach. I like that dude. Okay, so let's
wait.
What?
Which one are you talking about? Oh, because Brooke Olsen was in this movie too.
Yeah, he was the old coach. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this is a part where we need to call this part something. I should have a theme song. But anyway, this is the part where we ask you, like, if this movie were cast today, who would you put as the leads? It could be anyone. They don't have to be NBA players. Brittany, do you know who you would pick?
For which character?
Any.
Okay. See, okay. You can come back to me. Because my answer right now is childish. It would be Lil Bow Wow as...
Okay. All right.
As Tyrone?
As Tyrone.
You're talking about Lil Bow Wow now, right?
And Megan Good as his older sister.
And who?
Megan Good.
Yes, okay. That's a good cast. That is.
All right, and who's the basketball player?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet. I think Stephen A. Avery should be like the old coach.
Stephen A. Smith? Okay.
Yeah, Stephen H. Smith. That's who I meant.
See, I like it. You know, I'm thinking maybe Shaq. I think if Shaq played that part.
Yeah, Shaq would be good. I like him.
I don't know if you could take Shaq seriously. And he does, mumble his words.
Shaq was already in a movie, basketball movie called Blue Chips.
Blue Chips.
Which was
awful. He's in several movies. But, yeah. Tyler, who would you pick?
So to play Tyrone, I'd pick Bobby T.
Who's
that Bobby little T? Black kid from Role Models?
Okay.
And for Julius character Moses, I think I would pick a current NBA player just to keep up tradition. Maybe like Damian Lillard, because throughout this entire movie, there's random there's we interrupt this game to do a Motown Soul Train
number. Yeah. And
Dame can rap. So
yeah, he can rap. Yeah. Okay, I changed my person. I want to do Kyrie Irving.
Oh my God.
Because I think he believes in this stuff. For those who don't know, he's a basketball player, and he said the earth was flat at one point.
Yeah, I remember it. Yep.
Yeah, he's a lot of beliefs. Really smart guy. But I think it would have been awesome to see him. Also, he was in a movie, right? He was in
Uncle Drew.
Uncle Drew.
Didn't he cheat on his girlfriend, Iggy Azalea?
No, that's not. That's
That's Nick Young. No. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Swaggy P, who picked his own nickname.
Yeah. Wait. So Kyrie Irving was in a movie, right? And was it based on Dr. J?
No, I think it may be, but I know Dr. Drew or Uncle Drew was from Nike commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, you know what? This is a movie.
Okay. All right. I'm just looking to see if they are related. They are not related at all.
Good.
But yeah. Okay. Then we have what's the part? Let me see what we have next. We have, is this movie a metaphor for anything? Did you guys like get a sense of any metaphors?
I wrote down the quote that Moses says mm-hmm. about why they went out and why he kind of discovered, let's see, this astrology, this is a quote from Moses' character. This astrology thing is just a mirror for us to look into and out there just to give a little guidance.
Okay. Nice. Yep.
It's the quote.
What does that mean?
Snaps.
So I'm assuming the writer was like, astrology is just something for us to look inward and kind of think of the things that connect us rather than divide us.
Okay.
I know that writer was so happy. He probably slammed his pen and like walked up from his desk. Like, I got it.
Oh yeah. And like went to lunch.
Yeah.
The way you said, what does that mean? Is like when that Kanye West commercial with Kobe Bryant, he's like, what does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Yeah. Like, I remember him saying that. I'm like, is someone going to say something else? Oh, no, we're just going to let it slide? All right.
Can I just say that they all kind of went for the astrology thing like super fast?
Oh, yeah. They all listened to a 14-year-old. They fired everyone. On the team. I don't know if you...
Literally, because like that was like 15 minutes in the move and they're like, we're going to fire everybody. We're bringing these new people in. Yeah. We're having open calls based on astrology.
Oh, dude. Let's talk about the open calls. That was a mess, right? Which
I think we're failing to mention one thing about this movie and how the movie Major League about the Cleveland Indians totally copied from this movie.
Oh, yeah. What year did that movie come out?
89.
This came out in 1979.
So I think Major League came out in 89.
Oh.
So
I haven't seen that movie.
Because
this is a lot of sports movies, though, but go ahead.
But it's like, oh, we need characters that have quirks and we're trying to lose. I mean, this team isn't trying to lose on purpose, but like, or like, I think the management is trying to lose on purpose or something like that. I just blocked out every single white character in this movie that wasn't the coach.
Yeah. We need to talk about the owners.
Yeah, we need to talk about a couple things. Cause
the owners, we totally skipped. Anyway, they just like for the tryouts, they had people like a clown. They had someone juggling fire because they were trying to find anybody who shared who was a Pisces.
They had like an 8-year-old.
They were like, oh, you juggle fire? Come to this hardwood floor.
Yeah, they had like a little girl. They had like a little girl in hijab just dribbling. What? Yeah.
The whole time I'm thinking like, are you going to actually pay them? Like, it just doesn't seem like you're going to do that. I just like how the movie just like, you know how like movies want you to suspend reality, but they have to like lay the foundation of suspending reality.
Yeah.
Like they thought that they just were like, only people who believe in horoscopes are going to watch this movie.
Totally.
Like they did not try to lay a foundation. They were like, this is we know y'all think this.
Yeah.
And like, even with the open calls, like they just, anybody. And I'm like, I don't think that's ever how the NBA has gotten players. I could be wrong. I don't know.
I mean, they did it with the football team. They made a movie about it called like Invincible. They had like a football strike, and then I think the Redskins needed to, former Redskins need to get players and did like a tryout.
Did they change their name?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the name. Washington football team now.
Oh, okay. That really phoned it in, but.
Right?
They did it on purpose.
They had to, because that's the dumbest name.
Yeah. It's the most generic name.
It's like the John Mulaney joke where it's like, we were group two.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's.
They could have been Washington Computer Blue.
I mean, I think they could have been Warriors, right? Is that problematic?
I mean, they could have been literally anything. They got to pick their name.
They could have been the senators.
They really could have.
Picked the animal.
The Congress. Washington Congress. The caucus.
That is not selling one.
Washington Black Caucus.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Yeah. Is the Congress going to sell less tickets than the Washington football team?
It has a logo, and I mean, it is problematic. I'm not going to lie, but...
The Washington football team? Like, what is that? Because it's not even Washington State, so they should have put Washington, D.C., District of Columbia.
Yeah, they should be like the D.C. Red Tails or something.
Yeah. It's funny because Pittsburgh doesn't have... Oh, never mind, it's basketball. But yeah. So normally... Oh, by the way, we're doing a new format. Normally we don't do our show like this. we're doing a new format. And how we're going to end the show normally is... Brittany and I have a debate on the subject in this movie, but I don't think there's any polar like ideas.
There are none.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, like, should the other teams, here we go. Should the other teams listen to, you know, follow this way of getting zodiac signs?
No.
Yeah. You know what I can say about, let's say, for instance, the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah.
I think their problem is there's just too many Scorpios on the team and not enough Sagittarius.
Yeah, I wish if Michael Jordan was in this, he would be so pissed at everything. But yeah, I like the movie. I don't know why Tyler does it. It was really fun. It was exciting. I love the movie.
I do have a debate topic.
Go ahead.
Should everyone on the team be investigated for violating child labor laws?
Definitely.
For who? The child?
For the child that did, who was carrying the whole team on his back. Who, we never mentioned that kid's suit game was immaculate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Incredible.
Oh, by the way, he is missing school.
School. Who's buying these suits? What happened to his parents?
Yes.
Oh, we didn't get into that.
It's his sister.
Yeah.
How are they living? How old is she? Who is taking care of this child? Is this the children raising children?
Yep, he's having raising babies.
He ain't even getting paid. Where's he getting that money from? We need to investigate that stuff. Children shouldn't have quantity of money like that.
That's what his sister said. His sister said to Moses, like, hey, he needs good grades because we have to get a scholarship. And then Moses just looks at her and just says, hey, check this out. I mean, he could have been like, you know, I'm paying for his college because, you know, I am a millionaire, so I'll do that. But
nope.
Just look at me play basketball.
That reminds me of something. Can we talk about how shady the newscaster was? Like, goodness gracious.
Oh,
that
man, which one? Marv Albert?
Shade, the first one. Who was like, he's finally earning his money. And I'm like, first of all, that was disrespectful. They did not ask you for that little excerpt.
Yeah, save your opinion for off air, bro. Just give us the play-by-play.
That's all we want. He announced the score last. He said that before he announced the score.
I mean, he had a tiny part. He had to make it count. All right, so let's give this movie a rating. Brittany, what rating do you give it?
5 out of 5.
Ooh. And Tyler, what do you give it?
I give this movie 3 Tyrone suits out of 10.
That's still pretty high because those suits were incredible.
Yeah. I give this 5 Child Protective Services call out of 5. So, yeah, I loved it. If you want to see the movie, please check it out. It's on Amazon Prime. It's on YouTube. Thank you, Tyler, for joining us. You're awesome. Check him out. Google him. Tyler Ray Kendrick.
Yeah.
Brittany, anything to say?
Water boys are the boys that bring water, but he never did that either.
And we're gonna leave on that quote. All right, bye, guys. Lights, camera, bye. Action. Thank you for listening. Bye. We'll be right back.
Yeah.